Welcome to the National Center for Science Education podcast, recorded September 27th, 2005, concerning the events of September 26th, 2005, opening day for the Kitzmiller et al. Versus the Dover Area School District trial, currently taking place in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. In this podcast, you'll hear Dr. Eugenie C. Scott and Nick Matsky of NCSE discussing the opening statement of the defense attorney, Patrick Gillen, and providing some analysis of upcoming expert witnesses for the defense.
Now we're going to talk about the opening statement for the defense, which was delivered by attorney Patrick Gillen, and I believe Jeannie is going to start off.
Patrick Gillen started by introducing the defendants, who are the school board members of the Dover School District and some parents, and argued in his opening statement that their whole goal was merely to enhance science education, not to promote religion, which, of course, is what he has to say. And he promised the judge that the idea that there was a religious purpose and effect for the policy would certainly be rejected by the arguments that he would produce. And he also argued that the Dover policy was a very modest policy. This is just small potatoes, and this is, I'm sure, a theme that we are going to hear all the way through.
What's the big fuss about? We've seen it in many pretrial documents already.
Exactly. Interestingly, and not surprisingly, he referred to intelligent design all the way through as intelligent design theory. The IDT was certainly part of his rhetoric there. And he argued, of course, that the issues were educational, not religious. He mentioned two school board members who have come in for a fair amount of treatment by the plaintiffs, and this was Mr. Bonsell and Mr. Buckingham. And Patrick Gillen claimed that they would be able to show that Patrick Bonsell, based on his own reading...
Alan Bonsell.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Patrick Gillen, Alan Bonsell, thank
right.
you. That Mr. Bonsell, based merely on his own reading, had discovered all of these flaws in evolution. He mentioned specifically that he'd read about Piltdown, so
yes.
Obviously that tells us right there about all the flaws in evolution. And that he had attended a seminar offered by the Pennsylvania Department of Education in which supposedly a lawyer had suggested that it was a good thing to introduce creationism into its curriculum. I wonder what the context of that was.
We've not heard anything more about that.
That seems very unusual that somebody in the Department of Education would recommend that school boards break the law, so that sounds like a slightly garbled approach. I don't know what you felt about this, Nick, but it kind of looked to me like maybe they were planning to set Mr. Buckingham up, who's no longer on the school board, but
right.
set Buckingham up as kind of a scapegoat, because they were refuting the plaintiff's argument that Buckingham wanted intelligent design and pandas and people in the classroom. The board rejected his ideas.
Yes.
And there was all this, Buckingham's kind of over here and all the sensible people are over here.
Right. And in a pretrial, one of the pretrial briefs, I believe, or maybe it was a newspaper account, the defense has stated that they don't think that the entire board's policy can be hung on the statements of one man, Bill Buckingham. So that will be an issue in the trial. How important is Buckingham versus some of the other people on the school board and what they said?
I think Buckingham's stand on the witness stand is going to be a very interesting event.
Yes, going to happen?
I think so. I think they're going to try to put Buckingham up, aren't they?
I actually do not remember. There's a lot of stuff to forget with all this case going on.
Yeah, sorry about that, folks.
There's dozens of witnesses and
yeah,
exhibits.
Hard to keep track. Patrick Gillen reviewed the list of witnesses that he would be presenting, which, of course, will include Michael Behe. We'll be watching that experience very closely. And he claimed that irreducible complexity undermines natural selection, which, of course, is the underlying or the organizing mechanism of evolutionary theory. And so if irreducible complexity deep sex is natural selection, there goes evolution. So this is kind of the intelligent design evidence chain here. And he also claimed that Behe would be making the point that intelligent design and creationism were quite different things. Minnick is going to testify on intelligent design is science rather than religions. And Gillen made the very interesting statement that he expected Minnick would be presenting some sophisticated research that was suggested by intelligent design theory. So we'll see what kind of stuff comes up.
One other thing that he said, Minnick said, was that Of Pandas and People was a good text, appropriate for schools. So we will see what Minnick says about
Whoa.
That.
Whoa, I guess I missed that one.
Yes, he, that's not a direct quote, that's my paraphrase.
Yeah.
But I did specifically write that down.
Well, Minnick must not know very much about what high school textbooks are like, for starters.
Well,
to
I'm
say
sure
nothing
this,
about the science.
This will all be explored, I suspect.
It's going to be a fun trial. Carpenter is going to be talking about policy issues in education, strengths and weaknesses as a good idea, and is also going to be bringing in the No Child Left Behind Act, and we can sort of predict that that's going to be the Santorum Amendment, I imagine. And Steve Fuller, philosopher of science or historian of science, is going to also be promoting the idea that intelligent design is science. As we said in our introduction to this recording, that the job of the defense is going to be to make the claim that they do have a secular purpose for teaching intelligent design, and that secular purpose has to include that intelligent design is valid science. And then Warren Nord is going to be proposing that intelligent design theory, as they call it, is not religion, and that he's also going to be making some comments on the wisdom of teaching intelligent design as a benefit to students, that students education would benefit from having this broader view, etc. And in summary, he said that intelligent design theory was not creationism, it does not require a supernatural creator, and in fact, it is an example of science in its infancy. And that, of course, is what this trial is going to be about.
Yes, it is. So one or two things I might add that I picked up on. One was that during the discussion of what Steve Fuller was going to testify to, several examples were given of perhaps contradictions to methodological naturalism in science. And I didn't catch the full argument, and it was only briefly summarized, but one of these included, I believe, the wave-particle duality of light, and another one included paranormal research. And the word paranormal was stated by the defense in the opening statement. And I have not yet checked the transcript to see what exactly the idea was, but I think the general idea was that Steve Fuller was going to present counterexamples to the standard practice of methodological naturalism. So we will see how that goes. The one other thing I wanted to mention is that Patrick Gillen, in his opening statement, when discussing Alan Bonsell, said that Bonsell had seen a document mentioning 300 scientists skeptical of evolution, and of course that's a reference to the Discovery Institute list of 300. So that was obviously
now up to 400.
Now up to 400
minus one.
Yes, who one man has withdrawn his name from the list because
but that's another issue.
That's another issue.
You can find that on our webpage.
Yes, but anyway, that document apparently, that 300 scientist list, apparently played some kind of early inspirational role in the Dover policy. So I suspect that will be explored in more detail also later in the case.
Ah, yes. Well, be careful what you wish for.
Yes.
You might get it.